Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show for you today. Another great show for you. We talked about, we talk about Sonny and his hopefully someday sleep study that we're going to do with him. We talked about trips to Disneyland and talked to Kaylin with the toddlers and how you're prepared and not prepared. But first,
do you own or rent your home?
I sure do.
And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Enjoy the show.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. A new month of Adam's Monthly Nut has arrived. April will feature Righteous Felon Beef Jerky with flavors like Shea, Potle, Guevara, and Habanero Escobar. Expand laces, because who doesn't want to turn every shoe into a slip-on? At least sometimes. You'll also get a copy of Daddy Stop Talking and a bottle of your choice. Prep your mail's box, because Adam's Monthly Nut is on its way.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? Hi.
A little out of breath for a second.
Let's say hi to our people right off the bat.
Sure.
Alicia,
we have people.
We do. We have so many people, like Alicia Escalante.
We love you.
Erin Lynn.
Ho.
Hi. Amy Kunt.
Hi, Amy.
Michelle McKibben.
Michelle.
Angie Saldivar. Angie. Kelly Brandt is your aunt.
She is your aunt, for sure. She'll give you a pen if you need one, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a tissue. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Lupin. Hello, pajama pocket. Ishan Vajpayee.
Wow.
Remember somebody wrote to us and was like, that seems like sexual harassment.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker. Missy and Gabby, the two supermodels. Or hookers with a heart of gold. Colleen Skater Girl. Krista, get the strap. Hero Yamashita. Good people.
Yeah, he's good. Good. Yeah. Good family.
Kelly Luther Vandras.
Another
House
good person.
Is not a, sorry. Valerie Fenway Park. Carrie So.
Very bitchy. Mm.
Dina Ramirez. Heart emoji, heart emoji, star emoji, angel halo.
Chick going, what do you want from me?
Polly, Mrs. Butterworth. Julia Gulia.
Hi, Julia.
Athena Ginchard of
you.
Chanel fame.
Thank you. Thank you,
Elizabeth
Athena.
Williamson's got way too many kids. Sarah.
Stefano.
Leslie Wyckoff. Why?
Why?
Amanda and Casey. What's up, bitches?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a way to end that.
How was your
close that out.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Hey, it's a little recording all our shows in one day humor.
It's been good. It's been a good week. Now, you know what I'm trying to do is, so I know I've talked about this a million times, but Sonny has issues when it comes to sleep. The kid, I've tried
right.
everything with this kid. So, you know, he's always been a head sweat. He sweats, his head sweats, right? He's been a head sweater his whole life. And I know that sleeping next to Adam, he can't sleep if it's too hot. The temperature of the room needs to be just right. He's got to have his eye mask, got to have his earplugs on. He's got to have fan going for the sound. Everything's got to be just right for Adam to have a good night's sleep. But that's Adam, right? Sonny is a little miniature heading in that direction where it first it's just let's start with the temperature. He gets very hot. He sweats. So I bought him the cooling pad, right? So the cooling pad works. Well, now it's winter and he doesn't mind So Natalia blasts the heat. She puts – everybody goes to bed. She gets up. She's like the elf on the shelf, except you know, she moves around at night, except she moves the heat. The thermostat is what she moves. In the morning, it's at a different spot than when Adam left it at night. Before he goes to bed, he turns everything down or everything – wherever she turns it all off. He goes to bed at night, and she blasts the heat, right? So Sonny just – He's like, I'm sweating. I'm like, why are you sweating? Why? You should not be sweating. And he's like, it's because first of all, he doesn't need the heat, the cooling thing, because it's, you know, it's winter. But now he does need it because his sister turns the heat up. Anyway, that's really not the problem. I don't know exactly what the problem is. I don't know if it's a – I've been reading about it. I don't know if it's a genetic thing. It could be. There is some factors. The biggest thing that I keep coming across is sleep apnea. And like, is he snoring? And then does he stop? Like, I remember videotaping Natalia when she had her tonsils and her adenoids, and she would sleep, and she snored so loud that it looked like it was hard for her to breathe when she was sleeping. It hurt my chest. I couldn't get those things out fast enough when I figured it out. Got her those things out, and she's fine. But she's never really had a problem. She's never been like, oh, I can't sleep. Her whole entire life is like me. No problem sleeping. As soon as she lays down, she's out, and then she'll stay out for as long as she can possibly can. Right.
Right.
Sonny, on the other hand, his whole life, he falls asleep, but then he'll kind of wake up, and then he'll kind of go – but this is when he was little. And then he'll go back to sleep, but he's always up at the same – he's always up between 7 and 8. Kaylin, now that you have kids, do your kids wake up around the same time always?
They do, actually. They frustratingly wake up at exactly the same time.
Oh, they do.
Which is such a hassle when you need to change both of them and get both their bottles and – a hassle.
Not all the time, but not all the time. But since times. They were born, they have that same window of this time that they get up, that they wake up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's interesting. See, Natalia, no, she'll just sleep, right? Sonny, between 7 and 8, always since he was a kid. But now he's got school, so he's got to get up. So he's got this whole like anxiety. And he was telling me that. I said, so what's the issue? And also, let's not forget, he was a scaredy cat for a long time.
Right.
He was afraid of his own shadow. Would tell me. So now, like, Phil sleeps in the room with him, and he's been doing that for a couple of years now. But and then I keep thinking, well, maybe Phil's an issue because Phil's about the size of Sonny, takes up most of the bed, and – you know, and then also Sonny's a boy, like, I don't know, or maybe all kids are like this, but like his covers are half on, you know, the fitted sheet is like always coming off on the side because Phil like scratches at it and blah, blah, blah. He doesn't use pillows. He uses his blankie and his peedy.
Uh-huh.
He rolls them up and he uses that as pillow, as his pillow. Or he'll sleep on his stomach with no pillow. And that's how I used to sleep when I was a kid. I didn't have a pillow. I just sleep like with my – just flat. But anyways, so he's got all these different things going on. And I just think – so he was a scaredy cat. He would tell me now. I said, well, what is it? Like, what do you think? He goes, I'll tell you what I – he goes, what's going on with me is – he goes, Mom, you ever feel like – sometimes, like when you're doing something during the day and you want all you want to do is just go to sleep, like you just want to close your eyes, but you know you can't be sleeping. And I'm like, yeah, I have that problem when I drive all the time.
Me too.
I hate that when I'm driving back from a basketball game or whatever. It's like they're sleeping next to me, and I'm just like, like all I want to do is just close my eyes.
Yes,
like you get so sleepy, right? So he's like, you know that feeling? I go, yeah, and he goes. He goes, that's what I feel. I feel like sometimes I will fall asleep, but I'll wake up and I'll go, why am I asleep? Why am I asleep? Like the first thing I'll think of is like, I shouldn't be asleep. I shouldn't be asleep. So
that sounds like anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he's got the social – I think he's got some social anxiety again with the friend thing. And also like, you know, is there, you know, people go like, oh, is there something going on in his life and this and that? And it's like, yeah, of course, everybody's got stuff going on in their lives. But at the same time, like, it's stressful to be home and to be doing shows, you know, I mean, shows, doing school at home, you know, that's it. I don't like it. There's days where most of the time he'll go and he'll sit in the kitchen and he'll do his schooling at the kitchen table. But a lot of days he'll stay in his bed and he'll just either do it in his bed or he's got his desk, which is right next to his bed, which I don't know why, but he wants the room set up that way, which is impossible to change sheets on beds when there's no room to move around, right? Anyway, so he'll either do his schooling in his bedroom. I don't think that helps. And then people will go like, oh, he needs to shut the computer off. He needs to turn off all the lights. He needs to start to soothe himself down. He needs to start to read a book. Like, yes, we've tried all. Of course, we've tried all of that stuff. He really doesn't watch TV in his room very much at all. March Madness has been going on, so he watches a little bit of that. But he'll watch a movie, you know, in the theater, or he'll, you know, in the TV room, he'll watch TV with Adam. But for the most part, in his bedroom, he doesn't have the TV on. He's not sitting there playing Madden, whatever, at 10 o'clock at night. So he does have his phone, but he reads, and he has a book that he's been reading. It's the same. It's like all statistics, and it's like a huge book that somebody gave him, like Damashek gave it to him. And he'll read stats and stuff of sports. And then so he has a problem falling asleep also, but then he doesn't stay asleep. He'll wake up later. So sometimes he'll fall asleep right away, you know, but then he'll wake up a bunch of times throughout the night. And he'll send me texts, like I'll get a text at like 3:30 in the morning, like, I'm wide awake, I can't go back to sleep. Haram. Then there's like the other night I'm watching TV with him and I'm exhausted, I can't keep my eyes open. And he's like, I could tell, he's like, remember when, Stephanie, when our kids were little, I remember just like I was afraid of the night. Because I knew, like, as soon as I would fall asleep, I'd get woken up.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Worst feeling.
Worst, right, Kayla? And you'd be afraid of the night. You feel like you're going to get woken up, right? That's how he feels. Like, he finally was like, I don't want to go to bed because I know it's going to be a whole, you know, 7 hours of basic torture. And so, bottom line is, I took him to the pediatrician a couple weeks ago, and it's been going back and forth of this guy doesn't do teens, this one isn't taking new patients, and then finally I found one. Finally, like, there was, I was like, what is the issue? Why can't, they're like, we're waiting on, it's a sleep institute or whatever, and they're like, we're waiting on the referral from your doctor. And so then I call the doctor, and the doctor was like, well, we've sent it over to them, but I tell them they sent it. They said, well, we need to talk to them. We need to get the blah, 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 blah. And anyway, I don't know what the problem, but on my way over to work today, finally they called and they go, we keep having issues with your pediatrician. They seem to not know who your son is over there, by the way. And I was like, why? Well, I don't understand. I said, well, are you going by Santino or Sonny? And they go, oh, and I said, I've told you, and I've emailed them also. His name is Santino. That's how they know him. His nickname is Sonny, but he goes by Santino. So I don't know which one they've been calling him, but obviously they've been calling him by the wrong one. And they're idiots over at the pediatrician's office because they know them, because they've been going to them since they were like 5 years old. You don't know Sonny Santino, by the way. And when you call, the first thing they say is, what's the birth date? And then they want to know the last name. You guys can't figure that fucking shit out.
Yeah, how many Corollas are there?
Exactly.
In their Rolodex.
Like, give me
with the same
fucking
birthday.
Break, you fucking idiots. Get your shit together. Come on. I've been waiting. My son can't sleep. He's having a hard time at school. It's like I've been waiting for the sleep study people so that we can get started. And we can't even get started because the pediatricians can't get their shit together. Fucking assholes. Anyway, so now, hopefully, when I leave here, I will call them and we can set up a time. Now, I was on their website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my question is
the sleep study website?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And what it says they do is that they do a study, but they have it. They have the kids spend the night there.
Right.
For some reason, somebody was telling me along the way that, oh, no, I think it was Dr. Bruce, that they can, no, you can do it at home. They can give you the electrodes or whatever. They put the things on the head and they put the things on the here and the this and the that. But I don't think that this is how these people do it. But who cares? Sonny's 14. He can spend the night there. But what my question is, what do you do if it is a genetic thing? Like how, like if it's not sleep apnea or it's not, it's like sleep apnea or there's another one ish. Oh, asthma. I know he doesn't have asthma. I don't know. It's like it could be a couple things, but what is it if like.
Sounds like it's anxiety.
Yeah. So
to
then,
me, and it sounds like you're going to have his anxiety treated with like. Some regular therapy,
like I'm doing with Natalia, because she's getting hurt. She's treating her anxiety with Brittany,
and it's working, right?
Depends on who you talk to. I mean, Natalia will. We'll talk about it, and we'll continue talking about this in a second. But Natalia will go like, I worked with Brittany, and she taught me all these, like, you know, exercises and things like that. But, like, then Natalia will go, I do it, and it just doesn't work. Like, but are you really doing it, Natalia? No, I don't think she's really taking the time to do what Brittany's telling her to do every week. But, I don't know, you know. And then Sonny's thing is, like, well, what does Dad do? And I said, not much. I don't know. Like it regulates the room temperature and all the other stuff, which we've done for Sonny basically. And then he's like, yeah, but Dad takes medicine, right? Like, can't I take medicine? Everybody wants to take a pill and have it treated like that. And it's like,
hard relate,
right?
On that,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Everybody wants the easiest way.
They want the easiest way. Melatonin, like he's taking his melatonin.
So the melatonin doesn't work?
Not according to him. I don't think it.
CBD?
I've never tried the CBD. Only because I don't know what CBD to try because sometimes CBD makes me feel high. And I know like you got to get the one that doesn't have the THC in it and all that.
I've taken it.
Yeah?
Yeah, John gets some. It's definitely no THC in it. It didn't affect me that at all.
Does it help him sleep? John has trouble sleeping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does it help? Is that what he does?
John started taking melatonin and says it's helpful for him. I can't imagine. I think that sounds terrible. I don't have insomnia at all.
No, me
it is
neither.
So rare. If I have insomnia once a year, like I love to go to sleep.
Me too.
But I wonder if that is like if you're somebody with insomnia. That the idea of having – it's like anxiety. It's like people who have panic.
Right.
Like, then you get worried, anxious about possibly feeling that anxiety.
Yes.
Well, I wonder if people feel that way about sleep. It's like you have enough insomnia that then you get anxious thinking about
right.
possibly having insomnia.
Right.
Whereas like I have all positive – like thoughts about going to sleep. So I'm
right.
like, when can I go to sleep? Can I go to sleep
yes.
now? How about
yes.
now?
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, I know that when I put on my podcast
that's
and
right.
play my little – what if he played a game on his
yeah,
phone?
I know.
Like a hypnotic game.
You know what's so funny? Somebody sent me a text. I was telling this to one of the guys that works like with Patrick. And they sent me that their kid had the same thing. They sent me a text just 2 nights ago. Of something that they stare at and it's like some app or whatever. You stare at it and it's one of those like pictures or whatever and puts them out like that.
I play like, you know, Bejeweled or Threes or any of those games that like
right.
make you feel like you're hypnotized.
Yes.
I play that and I listen to a podcast and I can tell you that I will.
That's what Facebook does.
I will know like, okay, here it comes sleep.
Right.
Here comes the sleep train.
Yes.
And then I have my timer set ahead of time on my phone, and then I just put my phone down next to me and I go to sleep.
Right. That's good. And it
but
might
then
work.
I don't have trouble, but then I don't have insomnia.
Yes. But see, the thing is getting him to fall asleep too, usually, you know what else helps? Magnesium. Magnesium is supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
So,
kava. You could try that too.
Kava. I was thinking about all that kind of stuff now too. There's the kava and there's something else. But that's where I'm getting into the territory of he's a kid. Like, do I give him that? Like,
kava is so natural.
It is.
Just go by what's on the bottle.
You see, I don't know. Like,
I feel like even with CBD, like, you can't, if you get the right kind that's doesn't have THC for sure. I mean, there's no like, you're not going to give him too much. I don't think
that's what I was wondering. Or like,
you might
I
give him too little,
was, right?
Give him, like, I don't know,
right?
Dropper full, see if it helps. Experiment until you see how much helps him feel tired. My feeling is then even if it's a placebo.
Right.
Could still be helpful.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I know, it's so hard.
And then how do you get them to stay asleep? That's the other issue.
I don't know. I'm talking out of my – I mean, yes, I did go to medical school for 4 years. But right towards the end, I didn't get my – well, I could have got my degree. I earned it. But I didn't go walk with everybody else because I was super busy that day. I had to get to Trader Joe's. There's just you understand.
I get it.
Life gets busy when you have kids. So, but I imagine that some that attacking the anxiety with therapy, you know,
right.
We probably have to attack the underlying condition and then attack the symptoms too.
And then you know what he starts to tell me? Well, you know, I was talking to cousin Matthew, Wendy's youngest son, who's not young anymore. He's 20. Mm-hmm. And I was asking Matthew, you know, we were having one of those conversations where, like, it's like, well, what is, you know, smoking a cigarette like? And what's drinking feel like? And then pot. And so Matthew's, loves to smoke pot, right? And so he's like, well, there's pot, there's kinds for sleep. And then Sonny's all ears. He's like, wait, there's kinds for sleep? You mean there's different kinds of pot? Like, you can take stuff that's going to make you clean the house and stuff that's going to make you sleep and blah, 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 blah. And by the way, where is this weed? Never works for me. I'm like, yeah, give me the kind that helps me clean the house. I take it and I'm thinking, like, I'm paranoid. Am I talking too much? The house is going to burn down. What's going on with the kids?
I'm never
going
to not be high.
Never going to be not be high. I'm always going to feel this dumb way. Like, nothing ever works in that direction for me.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But now Sonny's like, is that true, Mom, that blah, blah, blah?
Oh, no.
Now I've got to have that conversation with him. Like, I don't know, you know.
I would tell him, yeah, it can make you tired eventually, but first you're going to feel like your head is four times as big as your body. It's not the road to sleepiness is paved with awful side effects before you get there. So yeah, sure. Do you want to feel like you're living in the Wizard of Oz for an hour before?
Right.
Like,
right.
Do you want to try to watch a movie and then have to rewind it a zillion times because you cannot remember what just happened because suddenly it's like you're living in Memento?
Yes.
Sure. Do you want all of that as part of your going to sleep routine?
Right.
Or do you want to
hit you over the head with a frying pan and get you there quicker?
I mean, I'm just thinking there's probably sleep medicine that that he could try. I'm just saying, not that that's a great idea either, but I'm just saying before you get to like smoking pot every night to go to sleep.
Right. But then he's also asking me along
the way.
Right. About like he knows Benadryl, but like I'm like, duh, with the Benadryl because it makes you restless and blah blah blah.
Does it?
Well, it made Natalia restless. That's what was fresh in my brain.
Have you ever given him a couple of Benadryls before bed?
Yes, I have.
Did it work?
Actually, it did. I gave it to him a couple, like about 2 months ago. He said it did make him toss and turn at first, and then he fell asleep, and that was that. But then I like, what am I going to do? Give him Benadryl every night? You know what I mean? I'd rather give him like kava or the magnesium.
I'm not trying to be a drug pusher at all. That's not my intention here.
Yeah.
But I remember like when Xander was little and he was having night terrors.
Right.
We were already podcasting at this point. I think he was like 18 months. I don't know. And the doctor told me to give him Benadryl every night for 10 for like 10 days because he had like his brain had like tripped something and gotten out of the sleep cycle. What I'm saying is I did that and then it was he was fine. Maybe, you know, Sonny's gotten himself into this pattern where he doesn't fall asleep and then that reinforces the fact that he's not going to fall asleep and stay asleep. So then his body almost wakes up because he's so used to not stay. So if you interrupt that with something, no, he doesn't have to take Benadryl every night, but it might reduce some of the anxiety. It's like if he has a few nights where he's not waking up.
Right.
I know that I have probably due to hormones. This was like a long time ago. I had a couple of nights where I took Benadryl because I was waking up at like 4 a.m.
Right.
And I was having interrupted sleep. Couple nights taking Benadryl. I mean, I haven't taken it in like, I feel like that was like a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah.
But it corrected the.
Right.
I slept through and then it corrected it.
Right.
And then it was fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be sitting here on a podcast going, give them Benadryl. But
no, I know what you're saying.
It is natural.
Right.
I know teenagers that take Benadryl all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, what if he had allergies?
Right.
Tell yourself he has allergies.
Self?
You do other – maybe that's just something.
Yeah, it is something. Well, that's a good – I mean, it is a good point. It's a good idea because this is not something that happens every single night. There's – you know, it's bouts. Like there's times where he's fine.
Bouts, exactly.
You know, he's fine. And then there's he puts together a bunch of bad 2 weeks that are no good, you know, where he's afraid of the night, doesn't want to go to sleep, blah, 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 blah. Then that goes over. Then he goes back to being on, you know. So it does sound also to the pediatrician, she said, it sounds like he's got restless leg syndrome. Where I used to think that was like a made up thing, like of course, when you can't sleep, you move around, right? Well, what are you going to move around? Your legs, you know, flop around with just your arms. Well, of course, you got restless leg syndrome. That makes sense. When you're restless, you use your legs. But anyway, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, if anybody's got any kind of experience, like I'm very curious too about this whole study situation. Like, do they put them behind glass and they stare at them with their, like, you know, their pads and their notepads and they're like, you know, their I don't know why, but like, you know, like I picture them with the pens and they're like click click, you know, and they're like staring at them and they're writing notes down. It's the hot chick, the nurse with her hair in a ponytail and her like glasses. Like, does that go on and they or? And he's like in this big white room, but then they dim it. Or do they give you the stuff that you can go home and do it at home?
So this girl, Madeline, who listens to our show, I'm pretty sure she's in our Facebook
group.
What's
up, Maddie?
She took my writing class. Mm-hmm. She's actually still in it. She's awesome. She wrote a story about doing a sleep study.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. I should have her send me the story. It's pretty funny, and I can just I can have her send it to you.
Yeah,
she talked about the whole experience of going there and how.
Can you post it? Like,
Do you want me to? I'll send it to you. I mean,
or send it to me.
I don't know if it's the same with kids, but he is 14, so not like he's not a little kid.
No,
but all about how they put her in this room basically, and there was a person monitoring. They had like monitors on her.
Interesting.
But she said it was like impossible to fall asleep. And then she talked about there was a guy like in this near her who was snoring so loud she couldn't sleep.
So they have other people in there too.
Yes.
What the fuck, really?
And somebody's monitoring everybody.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Obviously, like if somebody's got sleep, most of the time it's sleep apnea and that involves snoring. So how's the other person supposed to fall asleep? What the fuck? That's so weird.
I'm just obsessing right now that I just told you, like, give your kid Vicodin to go to sleep. Like, you know, I'm sure they gave you an order of that for your stomach that you didn't take. Give it to some. Like, yeah, I'm like the worst person giving you, I'm like, give him Benadryl. What are you doing?
Well, it's so funny.
Let him sleep on their back, on their stomach. Who cares? Like, this is not,
I know.
Do not take our advice.
Right. Well, it's funny because when I was in the hospital, I could not sleep. So they gave me the Valium or whatever. And I have a couple left. And he kept I'm having like a whole 2 hour thing about him. Like, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. And all I can keep thinking about is like, I can't wait to go to bed because I took that Valium. It's like putting me right to sleep. Here, kid, take this. Kidding. I'm kidding.
Anyway. I was given Valium when I got a couple times. I had such horrible migraines because I got the migraines. I think I was given a Valium. Although it's kind of funny, like, where the hell was my mom getting Valium from?
Mm.
But somehow I was given Valium or some kind of pain pill too.
To go to sleep.
It was so great. Although, look what happened. So.
What happened?
Corzo is great. We should do an ad right now.
Yeah, I was thinking about giving him a shot of Bullet rye or something, like some whiskey.
Yeah, know? yeah. And just tell yourself he's teething.
And I'll tell myself a lot of shit.
So listen, we have a sponsor called Billy.
Yes.
And I shaving is
me. I love Billy.
A pain. And you know what? They have a lot of these shaving subscriptions for men.
Mm-hmm.
What you've probably been wondering, like, what about the women?
That's
how come
right.
we don't have a razor for women that we shave a lot of times more often than men.
That's right.
We deserve a good razor.
We do. And, you know, Billy is – it comes to you in the mail when you need it, which is nice. It's a subscription. And they're an Allure magazine's Best of Beauty winner.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that? And on Nylon's Beauty Hit List for one of the best razors out there.
I just shaved my legs with my Billy razor last night. Look how smooth.
Those are smooth.
That's just last night shaved. And listen, one thing I love about Billy's razor, first of all, it's a nice sharp razor.
Yeah.
No nicks from it. That's not even on the paper. I'm just telling you. I love the shave. And it has this little strip on it. It's got like a little lotion aloe-y thing, so it makes it really smooth.
Mm-hmm.
But the real cool thing is it comes with this little it's like a little triangle magnet thing, and you stick it on the on the wall of your shower, and the razor just sticks on that.
I love that, by the way.
So razors, they fall off your little ledge, and then you're like, oh, I can't. I don't want to stand on it.
Right. Totally.
Absolutely.
Not with Billy. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. And to express a little love for our show, go to mybilly.com/FCOL. It's a small way you can support us while getting the best razor you will ever own. It's just $9 to get your starter kit plus free shipping. Free shipping.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah. Go to mybilly.com/FCOL. It's spelled my and then Billy, BILLIE.com/FCOL.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Look, if you want nice hair, you want hair. I was going to say you want free hair. If you want nice beautiful color hair, and you don't want to keep going to the salon, and you don't want to have to.
Like, I just did it.
Looks so good,
isn't it? Nice and dark.
Yes, it's nice and dark,
but it's shiny,
so natural, and it's shiny.
Yeah, I didn't do it today, so you can't really tell. But color wise,
yeah. Last week when you showed it to, I noticed it immediately.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I love it.
I love it too. We're talking about Madison Reed, by the way.
Oh,
not even looking at the copy.
I know.
I love it because also I'm not used to doing the going to the hair to the store and buying the stuff at the store. It comes to me. It was easy for me. I went online. I filled out the questionnaire. You can also talk to somebody to get the perfect color you need. They'll help you, so you don't have to worry about it. They have like over 55 different colors. It gives you that shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking hair. So you can find your perfect shade if you go to madison-reed.com. Get your perfect shade, and our listeners will get 10% off plus free shipping on their first color kit with the code FCOL. That's code FCOL. Go to madison-reed.com. Get that beautiful hair going.
Boom.
Boom. How great was that one with Matt?
Kaylin
jumped on that microphone.
What's going on with you?
What's up, Kaylin?
He's so serious.
Nothing really. So, I'm trying to think of something, but my life is so boring now.
Wait, but so you did have your vaccine shot?
I had my vaccine shot.
Both of them?
He had his last Sunday.
Just the first one.
Okay.
But it has greatly reduced my anxiety about the whole thing.
So. Look at him. He's wearing his mask on his chin.
I know. He's not even – he's freestyling it.
Yeah.
What about your lady friend? Did she
– Yeah. My girlfriend also got her first vaccine, so she needs a second one as well.
Does she get it automatically because you are compromised? Is that how?
No, she gets it because she's a teacher.
Oh,
so,
right.
So, yeah.
Is that, but would it, but what if she wasn't a teacher?
Then no, she no. wouldn't get it automatically because okay. of me. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Yeah. It's complicated.
Were you so happy you got your shot?
Yeah, I was very, very happy.
Did you cry?
I didn't. No, I didn't. I,
did he cry?
Did you feel pain, emotional?
Yeah, it's like a giant weight has been lifted off of me.
Which one did you get?
Pfizer.
Mm. Nice. Nice. Yeah. Oh, I'm happy for you. Good. How's your health?
My health is good.
Good.
Yeah, and we've just been kind of trying to plan a little Easter for the kids coming up.
What are you going to do?
Just go to Target, paint some eggs and hide them. Right. And the Isla's going to just love going around and finding them.
Aww, that's so cute.
Just like in the living room?
She's really... No, well, I mean, we'll probably hide them everywhere. She's...
Because she's older. I mean, she knows, right? I mean...
Yeah, she's pretty aware these days.
So she can go outside and look for them and know what's going on. Yeah.
How old is she exactly now?
Exactly? I'm not sure.
How many months?
But she'll be two in June, the end of June.
Okay.
I keep thinking she's three for some reason.
She's almost two.
But she, when you send the pictures and stuff, she looks so...
She's 22 months.
I think it's been a while since I've sent you any pictures. I think you guys are due for another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like that parent, but she's very, very bright. She has a very large vocabulary already.
Really?
It's very It's very surprising sometimes.
Cute. Oh, little baby.
Does she use big words like quotidian?
Oh yeah, all the time. How'd you know? no, she knows words. She doesn't, of course, say them correctly, but. Right. Instead of like daddy, she'll just say day.
Aww.
And mommy, she'll just say my.
Aww.
But yeah, she knows she has like a Sesame Street book of animals. Mm-hmm. And the other day she knew what like a toucan was. And like all these different animals that I was very shocked that she knew what they
were. It's interesting when you see kids reading books and how they remember what the thing was the last time they saw it, whether it's a toucan or whether it's a minivan or whatever it is. Like they remember. I'm just saying that because Sonny had this book of trucks or vehicles and it was like school bus, fire truck. And then it said, it said custom van, and Adam had to take a pen and cross it off because it wasn't a custom van. It was a minivan. He's like, why would they put custom van? This is a custom van. What the fuck is that? What 2-year-old needs to know? He took it, the pen, and like, anyway. But yeah, it's really cute when you start to see them pick up on that kind of stuff. That's really cute.
It's interesting how some kids have, developmentally, they're all so different. I remember when my nephew Beckett was a late talker, my sister-in-law was getting worried, but it was that he didn't have a lot of words, but he was so communicative. He thought he was talking, but he had all this gibberish, but he would be telling you a story like you were sitting down at Thanksgiving dinner. He'd be like, looking at you in hand gestures. And like, so it was cute. Like he was speaking in another language.
Right.
But he was definitely telling you stories. Like he thought he was telling you something and then I'm sure would be annoyed that you didn't know anything he said.
Yes.
But it was so funny because once actual words kicked in, he just picked up right where he left off. It was like the same stories, just with words you could understand. He was so talkative.
I love when kids are like that. You know what's what's funny is that when you videotape your kids when they were younger, at that age, you look at them and then you watch it later with them. You go, something's never changed. Like look at back. It's still talking. You know what I mean? It's the same. Like I totally have, like video of Sonny and Natalia sitting next to each other and we're talking to them and it's quiet, but we're like making like, I was like videotaping and like Olga's standing and she's talking to them in Spanish and Sonny's just sitting there like drooling and they're like 8 months old. Natalia's like just staring at us And she starts to like start to fall over slowly. And she's like, and so, because she's moving, Sonny's going in the other direction slowly. Aww. So she's going to the right slow and he's going to the left slow. And he's not doing anything but just staring at us, drooling and like going like, what's going on? Like just big wide eyed. And Natalia's like, she's like, see, look at you two. Same way. To this day. Yeah.
Kaylin, are you getting sleep? Is Blake sleeping through the night? I think you recently told us that Blake had a stop sleeping through the night.
Yeah, she did. She wakes up. Sometimes it's at like 2 or 3. Other times it's at 6 or 7 a.m. And then we just bring her into bed. And then she stays asleep for a while. So she does wake up in the middle of the night. But as soon as we bring her into bed, she's fine.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm getting sleep.
You got to do what you got to do. Right?
Is it hard? Are you having a hard time?
Be real.
Let's get real.
No, not really. I mean, we have a lot of help. So
yeah, you and somebody else we know. Yeah. Don't give us a load of bullshit. No, I'm just kidding. Kidding.
I just remember
when dread. I'm watching both of them just by myself, it does get very tiring because Blake needs to be – she just wants to be held all the time and then Isla wants to play. So – when I, you know, dealing with the two of them at the same time by myself, yes, that part.
Do you know how much I love those two names, Blake and Isla? It sounds like sounds like Gossip Girls cast.
Yeah,
right. Blake and Isla, so cute. I don't know. You ever get left one of the worst parts of being a parent, especially at that age, is how slow time goes. How you wake up in the morning and you know, you're the one that's going off to work, Kaylin, but
yeah, well,
most of the time.
Yeah, well, Fridays is my day where
you got to be alone.
Yeah,
with
them. I'm watching them, and yeah, the mornings do go pretty slow. They take a while.
Oh my God, you're like 10:15. It's only 10:15 a.m. You feel like it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's crazy.
And it's like, now what do we do with them? Now what are we going to do? Like, the thing is, you got to keep them busy. You got to keep them moving from one play area to the next play area, back to the same play area, back to the other play area.
And you don't even have, your problem is you're raising your kids in a pandemic. So you don't even have these places. I remember carting them off to like play places.
Yes.
Where when they were really little, well, maybe not with the babies, but once they were like,
right,
three, then they could just go climb shit for, you know, and it was like
you could sit there.
Then they come running over to you. Well, you go with another parent who has kids the same age, and then they go play, and then they come running over and ask you for a Capri Sun.
Right.
You buy them some, you know, sippy things at the gift
shop. Or you bum it off your friend.
Bum it off your friend. Then there's a diaper blowout in the middle of a slide. I know. I forgot things really do tend to go sideways no matter where you are.
No matter what.
Remember when I told you the story of taking them to the – because you'd get desperate. And any play area will do. And then I would bring the kids to the one at the mall.
The mall.
Which
totally.
Is like, you know they're going to get scurvy or something from like scabies.
Yes.
Something starts with an S.
But it built in – I think it built up their immune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Elby was playing in one of those boats. It was like a – you know, it's not like a real – it's like a boat thing that you sit in.
Yeah, yeah.
And Elby peed – so much, and I didn't have another diaper. Remember I told you that story? And I go over there, and there is just a puddle of pee in the boat. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Is anybody looking?
Clear. So I pick her up, and I pull her out, and then I have to, like, I don't know, where I go into the bathroom. Maybe I have to take off her diaper because it's so soaked that she's peed through it. It's all over her pants.
Were the other kids with you?
No, I don't think they were born yet. No, she must have been like not even two.
Imagine if you had like the other ones with you.
Oh God, that would have been terrible. But then I had to take her home with no pants on and no diaper because I didn't have a change.
Oh my God!
And strap her into the car seat with like the strap of the thing going right out over her vajayjay.
Oh my God!
I mean, I was like, I really hope I don't get pulled over right now. I've got a pantsless. And then, of course, you have to pray they don't have to pee again.
Oh.
I'm like, what was the last thing I gave her to drink? Like, hopefully she's peed it all out. Like,
oh my God. Nobody had a diaper. And you can't buy a diaper at the mall. Where are you going to get that?
Exactly. They should have, if you're going to have a play area for little kids, have like a little CVS.
Yes.
Right there. Or least, like a stand with like diapers.
And you know how malls now, especially those Westfield malls, how they have like the family room or whatever. Mm-hmm. How about you put a vending machine with some diapers in there? You get vending machines with tampons. Why not a vending machine with the diapers?
That is such a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
And a picture of a mom like loser like, huh? What do you want from me? Vending diapers here.
Yes, the Dina Ramirez emoji.
Right.
Yeah. Huh? Hey.
Yeah, I forgot my diapers.
Shrug emoji. Yes. What do you think about Kaylin? I'm going to include him in this whole show.
I'll probably have stronger opinions on it when we're actually able to go out places and I run into this situation.
Oh, boy. That's right.
Yeah, just wait. Just wait till life goes back to normal and you're like, wait, how do people take two kids to Disneyland without wanting to shoot themselves?
I know. That's the thing. When you have two or three and one has a blowout, and what do you do? And the other ones are like having fun doing their thing. And you're supposed to pull them away from everything. Like, you got to come with me now. Like, we got to go to the bathroom. I've done that so many times. I remember I took them to the zoo. I was not having it. I don't know why. Dr. Bruce talked me into going to the zoo. He had two teenagers at the time. And he's like, Libby and Joey love kids. Like, because Adam was out of town. I was looking down the barrel of like a 3-day weekend.
Olga
was gone.
I
nothing.
Curse a 3-day weekend.
Oh, hated him. Hated him. And he's like, I'll meet you at the zoo. They'll love it. They'll love it. And I'm like, really?
Just the drive over is going to make you tired.
I know. There's 2 4-year-olds, and he's like, we got Libby and Joey, they'll help, blah, blah, blah. And then we go to the zoo, and Natalia has like this whole like diarrhea issue. Like, she's miserable. I put her in the stroller. I run out of diapers because I already changed her 3 times. And that was that. That was like, and Dr. Bruce was like, you don't have any in the car? And I go, no. Stop shaming me in the middle of the LA Zoo.
Wait.
Okay.
You don't have any? What's in your diaper bag? You're like, vodka?
It's empty. It's like, I turn it
on my phone.
There's nothing else in there. I was like, how about if we just go get a bunch of like tissue paper or something? And he was like, yeah. So we had to leave. Had to go home. That was that. He was like, well, we could stay here. And I go, I was in the worst mood. And he was like, we'll stay here. You go, you know.
Oh,
go
hell
to,
no.
Go to this. And I was like, no, first of all, there's no CVS anywhere near the zoo. There's no Rite Aid. Where am I going to go and get? There's no Target.
Right.
No, I'm not leaving and then going to come back and park and find parking at the fine park and parking J and then find your asses. Fuck that. Thanks, Dr. Bruce. I appreciate it.
Have fun at the zoo with your teenagers.
I'm out. And my kids, Sonny and Natalia, like, we're leaving already? I go, it's closing. I don't know what to tell you. They're all going to bed. They're like, really? We haven't even had a nap yet. I'm like, all right, I know. I don't know. They're tired. It's time to go home. That's it.
Oh, my God. I know. And the zoo is such a pain, too, because you're always like, why does the monkeys are the only thing they want to see? Why does that have to be all the way across?
That's right.
Plan better, zoo.
Yes.
Like, put the monkeys up front. Like, may have the flamingos be all the way to the back. They're easy to miss.
Yes.
I mean, it's fine if we miss the flamingos.
Totally.
Like, you've seen one.
And they stink. Yeah, you've seen one. You've seen a million of them.
Right.
Right.
But the gorillas should be up front. No, but you know what's close to the front? The freaking insect, like, pavilion.
I know, the pavilion.
Like, no, thank you. No, thank you. Do you want to come see some cockroaches?
Sunny,
no, I've lived in an apartment that had cockroaches.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks.
Believe you, my kids know those stories. You see that thing? That thing crawled on Suzanne when she had to sleep over on my floor. When we'd have sleepover, make her sleep on the floor, cockroaches that big.
Yeah.
My kids are like, no way. Yeah.
We lived in the cockroaches' natural habitat.
That's right. This was where I lived.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't keep them all caged up. No,
no.
We let them run free at night.
Right.
When the lights were out.
It would turn the light on. Everybody scrams.
Everybody scatter.
It was like a game we played. Speaking of homes,
yeah.
Do you own or rent your home?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's easy bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Speaking of the zoo, that's where we want to take Isla for her birthday. We want to take her to the San Diego Zoo.
Are we selling it good enough for you?
I think she's much more enthusiastic about flamingos than you might be.
You know what? The zoo at that age, it's fun. Whatever, you know.
Well, the problem with the zoo at that age is they don't need the actual – like, they will, you know, spot, like, a ladybug crawling on a trash can
right.
and want to spend 10 minutes looking at that.
Right.
Or, like, the play structure. They'll have, like, a play structure there, they'll be like, that was the highlight of their whole time. And you're like, I could have saved $20.
Right.
And just taken them down the street to the park.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
But listen, it's fun to see. I remember seeing the giraffes and the elephants.
Right,
it's cool.
You get on that little train sometimes if you don't want to walk and it takes you through. Yeah.
You know what's a real waste of money, though, is taking little kids to an amusement park. Because
totally,
they don't wait until they're older and they want to go on actual rides.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're paying a lot of money for like kiddie rides.
Right. I know, I totally. I remember Sonny and Natalia, Adam and I took them to Disneyland for Christmas. It was like they were, I want to say they were probably like four. And they were miserable. Like it was cold. They didn't want to walk. Of course, Adam is like, first of all, I don't want to bring the stroller because that's a pain in the ass. And then I'm like, we'll rent a stroller. Then we get there and there's like a line. And then he sees how much it costs. And he's like, well, we need to rent a stroller. We don't need to rent a stroller. They can walk. I'm like, they're four and it's 10 a.m. We got all day. They're not going to walk. And he's like, I'll carry them. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm carrying the backpack too, right?
With of everything. Course.
Right. So, yeah. So he's like, no. So then they end up carrying them. But the only single time they ever had fun. And by the way, they don't want to wait in line. But of course, you got to wait. So we take them to that little village with all the thing. So it's the only time they smile. They were, I'll never forget, we put them in the teacup. And they were crying. They would like kind of get strapped in. Sonny was a mess. He was pissed. And then as soon as this thing started moving, they both look at each other and they're smiling. They're like, oh, this is pretty fun, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as it's over, they're like, again, why do we have to get out? Again,
right.
Again. I don't want to get out. I don't want to get out. Again. Like, now you got to get out again. Got to go wait in line again. Everybody's got to, be miserable. Yeah.
And Disneyland is like a scam because they set it up so that the rides that are for the little kids that the little kids love are like 50 seconds long. Like the Dumbo ride
Come
is like
on.
The shortest ride in the park.
Right.
It's like as soon as it gets any height at all, it's like, we're starting to come back down. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? I was in line for 180 minutes and the ride is 50 seconds long?
Totally.
Are you guys on crack?
Why can't they make them longer? I know. I guess because the line is long. But come on.
But then you go on that like old Thunder Railroad or whatever, which is like for nobody, really. It's such an in-between. It's like, all right, we're on a railroad and it's
– Are you talking
Robin's going to kill me. This is – she loves – this is like her favorite old Thunder Mountain or whatever.
Is this the roller coaster
it's
kind?
It's a roller
kind of
coaster, but it's very gentle. And it's fine.
Right.
It's a good starter roller coaster for kids, but as a grown up, you're not going to be like, oh my God, longer, please.
Yeah,
but that
one's
really long.
Yeah, it is really long.
That's right. You're like, I've been on this roller coaster as long as it took me to drive to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Dumbo ride that the kids are living for
right.
is like the shortest thing ever. And then you're like, we got to get back in line.
Right.
And then they're like, what?
Why we got to get in? They don't understand that you have to get out. I know. Remember when Adam put Sonny on which ride?
Of course.
It was the Thunder Mountain. Or not Thunder
No, it was Magic. A faster one.
It was
Matterhorn?
No. Was it Matterhorn? Well, I know he put him on that. He didn't want to do that
one.
No,
it was a faster roller coaster. It was a scary one.
Yeah, it was the main one. What the hell?
Revolution? Was it Magic Mountain?
It was Disneyland. In the dark.
Oh, I know. Space Mountain.
Space. Thank you. Kaylin's about this.
Kaylin was rolling his eyes.
Yeah. Space Mountain. Yes. And we have a picture of it, too, somewhere. where Sonny just didn't – he was crying. And he's like, it's okay. It's all right. You're going to like it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. And then, of course, I'm the mom that has to chime in and go, Tilly – like he's like, don't – Adam goes, don't, because if you – oh, there's the picture.
Oh, God, he does not look happy.
And Natalia's in the front sitting next to – I don't know who she's sitting next to. And then there's –
Sonny looks like he's just squeezing his cheeks. Like,
yeah, he's closing his eyes. He's closing his eyes and plugging his ears. I don't know what's going on with me. And like Adam's having a good old time watching his son be miserable. Well, we'll have to put that. Caitlin, do you know how to put that up on our Facebook, on our
Insta?
I'll throw it up on Instagram.
Thank you. Put it up on Instagram.
Yeah. And then Sonny did not like roller coasters after that. Mm-mm. So it didn't work.
Well, then, yes. No, it did not work. But then we went to the – we had him do it again. But I was on board this time because I've been on the ride. Oh, it was the Toy Story Cars.
Okay.
That one was fun. That's easy, right?
Yeah. But California Sonny, Adventure.
Yes, but he doesn't know that.
Ping pong balls at people.
No, that's the – that's the Toy Story. The Cars ones, the when they race, like it's McQueen.
Radiator Springs.
Yeah, Radiator Springs. Right,
that's fun. Yeah,
that's fun.
Not scary.
It's not scary, but Sonny didn't know that at the time, and I knew it was fun, and he at the time loved the movie Cars, and he loved McQueen.
Right,
and I was like, Sonny, you're gonna love it. I go, Sonny, trust me. I know Daddy just scarred you for life, but just listen to me for a minute. You're gonna love it. I promise. I'm gonna sit next to you. We're gonna love it. I'm gonna have fun. He didn't. He was like, okay. I think Olga was with us, and she was like, Sonny, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be okay. Everybody's telling him he's gonna be fine. Uh-huh. Like, you know, and nobody gives it. When you're scared, you're scared. It doesn't matter who's telling you you're gonna be fine. And I go, I promise. And then we did it, and he did love it, and it made me feel good. I was like, see, I know what roller coasters he's gonna like. And when he did not like the Space Mountain, he got off of it and was like, and I was like, see, it was fun, right? And he's like, no, never want to do it again, right? But then we did that one, he wanted to do it again. So listen to mom, know, mothers know, whatever. Yeah,
another good show.
Wow,
yeah,
a lot of talking.
You know what? We have Woke Yenta stickers.
Yes, we
do. Find me on Facebook or sign up. If you sign up for Patreon anytime right now at the $5 level, I'm going to send you a Woke Yentas with a fun – they're really cute stickers.
Aw. Yeah.
Yeah. Your vinyl stickers. You can take them off stuff, put them back on. They won't fuck up your shit. But first – you know what? The Bittersweet Life podcast is a great podcast hosted by Katie and Tiffany, two great girls.
Yes.
They picked up their lives and moved overseas. They're daring.
Those are some daring
motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Went to Italy.
They went to my mother country.
Yeah. And then one of them, Katie, moved back. Couldn't hack it.
No, I'm just kidding.
She came back. She's in Seattle now, but they still talk about like making big life changes. They have great guests. So the Bittersweet Life podcast.
Nice.
We got Basic Becky, Becky Barris, at justbasicbecky.com. She will make you a t-shirt, whatever you want.
I need to talk to her.
Or you can get one of her classic funny t-shirts. Her t-shirts are super soft.
I'm going to go check them out.
Yeah, justbasicbecky.com or Basic Becky on Facebook. Ashley Marriott makes the Move It mask,
are great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where did I put it? I took it off.
It's right there. Right there, up there.
Oh, yeah. I wear these.
Uh-huh, so me too. I do too.
Soft, like a t-shirt. Like Italia. A t-shirt that goes, has an ear
hole. You know what they look like? They're kind of like Lululemon underwear. You know?
Oh.
Have you ever seen Lululemon's? How it's like that material?
No, but I've seen the Lululemon headbands.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that
too.
Yeah.
It's very soft and breathable.
Go to moveitmask.com and use the code FCOL and she will give you a deal. I know in February it was buy one, get one free, but she's giving a deal right now as well.
Nice.
And then Ulysses.
Yes. Thank you, Ulysses. Go to doorofhope.us and they're a homeless shelter and they need help and they need a lot of things.
And then just one more. Our friend Brittany, she has a boutique by Brit. And she started it in the middle of the pandemic, and she has nothing that's over $50. She shows you on her website how cute mm-hmm. all the clothes look. She tries them on. She's the mom of two girls. She wants you to look good. You can go to shopboutiquebybrit.com. Or she's on social media. She's at Boutique by Brit.
Nice.
Yeah, check it out. Thank you, Brittany. All right, that's it, everybody.
All right, we love
you.
Thanks,
Kaylin.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up. It's a world of love.